You know, I think the main thing that I've just gotten so much embedded in me over the past 25 years of being here is how rare and how important it is to keep this teaching alive in the world. I feel so grateful to have been here for all of this time and in the presence of Lungpa, who's been here almost since the beginning, and all the others who have come and gone and who are still here. And that strong commitment to keeping together a group of people who, you know, really are committed and committed to being with each other, committed to living with each other, and to the broader community who has been here since before the beginning to keep this thread alive. I mean, this is part of a thread that goes back more than 2,500 years. And I think, you know, of course, it isn't exactly the same as when the Buddha was alive, but it holds a pretty strong thread. And we've resisted, you know, all of the forces of trying to kind of adapt and change in ways that take us too far away from this central thread that takes us all the way back. So, you know, sometimes people, and they do, refer to us as a bit anachronistic, out of pace, you know, that I remember even hearing, you know, in the early days, some members of other meditation communities here on the West Coast saying, well, if you want to see something that's, you know, really, really a throwback to to old times, that, you know, doesn't have much applicability to here and now, go up to Abhayagiri. It's just realizing that, well, at least there's a thread here, so that, you know, as adaptations occur and adjustments occur, they can pull from our tradition, but there's still this thread that goes all the way back with authenticity that people can, you know, periodically dip into. And it just, yeah, it's a living tradition that I find I'm just filled with gratitude to be able to be part of.